Recording 5.4. Let's dive right into our next topic, green architecture. Have you heard of this phrase before? Today, we are going to unpack exactly what green architecture is, where it comes from, and give a few examples. Architecture has a long history and can be traced back to when humans stopped living in caves and started to build and design new structures. Humans have a lengthy history of unique exterior and interior designs spanning across thousands of years of human existence. Structures like the Egyptian pyramids and England's Stonehenge have captivated modern-day architects, scientists, archaeologists, and anthropologists to marvel in ancient humans' abilities to design such complex structures. With the help of new technology and materials, humans continue to find ways to create increasingly innovative buildings and structures, and are starting to think more and more about the purpose behind them and the impacts that buildings have on the environment. Green architecture is generally thought to be a product of the 1970s increasing oil prices that ignited a push for substantial research into ways to improve energy efficiency and to look for more renewable and cleaner energy sources. Moreover, Frank Lloyd Wright is thought of by many as the father of green architecture, with his focus on sustainable architecture. In 1989, the American Institute of Architects formed the Committee on the Environment and published guidelines, such as the Environmental Resource Guide, and created the first local green building program that was introduced in Austin, Texas, in 1992. Accordingly, the Environmental Protection Agency in the U.S. has continued to research and produce buildings and practices that center around the mission of protecting human health and the environment. So, what is green architecture? Green architecture, or green construction, is the aim of designing buildings and structures that in their design, construction, and operation seek to reduce or eliminate negative impacts on the environment and or create positive impacts. Green architecture seeks to create buildings that can help improve our overall quality of life and that of the environment. At the heart of green architecture blueprints, diagrams, and sketches, you will find renewable resources and sustainable materials leading the way. Nowadays, green architecture can be seen in action all across the globe. The Netherlands is famous for what is considered by some to be the world's greenest office building, and it is known as a computer with a roof. Its architectural design features innovative symmetry of solar panels that cover the roof and faces of the building. The building itself is also considered to be net energy positive, which means that it actually produces a greater amount of energy than it uses. The building also uses collected rainwater for irrigation and to flush toilets. The Toronto Tree Tower is another extraordinary green architectural feat designed by architect Chris Precht. This residential skyscraper is made from wood and features large balconies with sprouting trees and plants, and is seen as an exemplar for future urban green architecture builds. I think it would be quite intriguing to live in a large skyscraper made of wood with plenty of plants and trees all around you, while still being in the middle of an urban city. Another great general example of green architecture is green roofing, where plants are incorporated into the roofs of buildings. Green roofing helps to reduce water runoff, is more energy efficient, helps improve air quality, can serve as a habitat for animals like birds and insects, and tends to last longer with the protection from UV rays in comparison to more traditional roofs. Green roofing also helps to reduce sound pollution and promote biodiversity. Nonetheless, there are some drawbacks to green roofing, such as increased weight load put on the roof and the need for increased structural support of the roof in comparison to traditional roofs. Additionally, green roofing does require extra maintenance to tend to the plants with watering and weeding. Despite the few drawbacks, I think green roofing is a very clever idea and something that I would consider with a future home build and design. So, what does it mean for the world of architecture moving forward? Can we expect that all future builds and architects will be excited to make their plans as environmentally friendly as possible and align with green architecture values? While we cannot expect everyone to move forward with sustainable, green, and earth-friendly projects, it is clear to see that green architecture is making waves all around the world, and that people care more and more about innovative ways to help protect the environment. I think green architecture is here to stay, and will continue to find extraordinary ways to make buildings and structures work with the environment and help positively impact our planet.